Hey, Merfam, and welcome to the first episode of the Mercer Podcast. Mercer Podcast is a podcast where we can talk about different topics like school, life, advice, scenario, etc. This is basically your safe space, so unclench your jaw, let your shoulders relax, take a deep breath. Yeah. And alongside, we have Marvin today, who is also a part of the squad. And Marvin, how does it feel to be on the first episode of Mercer Podcasts?
I feel
it's a learning path. We have no experience in it at all. It's new for everyone, I guess. So
yeah.
Yes. Okay. Let's start off with a do you have anything to say in just general?
Apple.
Okay, let's start off with the first question. Do you have any advice for people who are going into a different school this year? Since, you know, it's a school, term, you know, everyone's starting school, everyone's in school again. Do you have any advice for people who are going into a new school?
I don't really have anything to say, you know, like, don't be,
if you're going into a new school,
yeah,
I'd recommend, you know, because a lot of people think, some people, you know, if you're going into a new school, you know, remember your boundaries, you know, don't let anyone, you know,
bring
to you, you know, if they're older than you or if they're younger than you, remember to, you know, respect everyone and, you know, explore, make some new friends and all, you know, get used to everybody, because you're going to spend maybe the next 2 years, the next 6 years, the next 5 years, next 3 years, you know, the next years with them. So, you know, might as well start off on good terms.
Yeah, I know. I think I have one right now. I wasn't like this in year six and year five. So here's my advice. Don't be influenced by other people to be like, don't be influenced by other people to do stuff. Like, for example, I was easily convinced to do stuff, and I got into loads of trouble. I mean, it was the past, so I learned my lesson. But what's my recommendation? Don't be influenced that easily.
Yeah. So, you know, know your boundaries. You know, if you're not comfortable to do something, you don't have to do it. You know, and a tip, if you're getting bullied, what would you do if you're getting bullied? I think if you're getting bullied, remember to, you know, if you have a friend, you can go tell a friend, you can tell a teacher. But the thing nowadays is when you tell a teacher that something happening, people continue to call you a snitch over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So then usually they're older, so they're gonna get all their older friends to say, oh, this person is a snitch, this person snitched on me for doing this, and then everyone's gonna know you as a snitch. And then, you know, but it's not really snitching if you're doing the right thing. It just saves someone, saves a lot of bruises and the hospital appointments.
I recommend if somebody's gonna like physically bully you, like fight you, self-defense.
But the thing about self-defense is, if you see someone and they're already on the floor, don't continue to kick them or kick their head at least, because, you know, they're already on the floor. But like, if they stand back up, then yeah, you can run. But you know, don't continue hitting someone until they bleed.
Like,
just like defend, don't kill.
But my version of self-defense is when somebody hits you first, and then the back. That's what I think.
But yeah, be the first one to hit.
But my other option, which is kind of weaker than my other option, is when they're trying to hit you, just run away and try and outpace them. But I know it's a bad option, but outpace them.
Yeah. Because sometimes you might even be getting bullied by people who are older, or like some people may think they're like physically stronger than you. So like, you know, if you try run, you know, they're gonna maybe get you or something. But you know, tell a teacher again, you know, you're gonna get called, oh, so-and-so's a snitch, this person's a snitch. But it doesn't matter. Like, don't let one person ruin your day.
And also one more thing. If, I mean, it doesn't really sound like I got into more trouble because I was easily influenced. But they weren't that bad because it would have been way worse if like people, yeah, I'm not gonna go way much in depth because of the things I might say and maybe are not true. Because I'm not gonna get much in depth of it. I'm just gonna say this: be aware of your friend group. Like,
yeah.
Some of my friend groups in from year one to year six were like year six. I began to get easy influence. Every time.
And you know, they're gonna start trying to pressure you into doing things that you may not want to do.
Yeah, I'm a convict.
So, you have anything else to say?
Like you said, boundaries are very good. Like, if people just leave a joke, they cannot be aware of the boundaries. If they hit you in the arm as a joke.
Yes.
But if they are not aware of your boundaries, then you know, you might not take it as a joke, and you might let them into the future and worsen their relationship with you, or friendship with you.
Yeah, and you know, some people may not, you know, agree with it, and you know, some people, you know, you need to respect them, and you know, some people aren't comfortable with, you know, such act. So another question is, some people worry if rumors spread, like online or in school, and sometimes they're fake rumors. No, rumors can be fake just by people, sometimes even people that just dislike you and want to see you crumble and fail and flop right in front of their faces. What do you say to people who, you know, rumors are, you know, might spread, to reassure them?
Me, rumors are like the bad thought in your mind. You know what I'm saying right here? Like the bad thought in your mind. Like, you have all those good thoughts, then you have a bad thought, which is that rumor.
Yeah, and you know, by people spreading these type of things, you know, it could if you like think of them too hard, you know, it could affect, you know, the way you think mentally. You know, it will make you feel bad about yourself. It'll make you feel like you aren't good enough. Some people, you know, aren't really confident with themselves, confident with the things they do. What do you have to say to the people, you know, who aren't really confident in what they do? Some people lose confidence. A lot of people don't have confidence. What do you have to say to the people who don't have a lot of confidence?
Like, I don't know, like, for me, I wasn't confident the first time I went to high school, or like, the first day of my middle school thing. But if you focus more on your work, you are going to get even more confident. Just get the work done. Get the work done. Make it feel easier for you. Make the hard bit done first, and the easy bit, so you won't stress out.
Yeah, I completely agree. You know, some people, if you don't have a lot of confidence, you will still be like in your little friendship group. And, you know, hopefully, fingers crossed, your friendship is a good influence. And, you know, you might ask them for help. You know, join little, like, drama groups even. Because, you know, you'll have to be on stage, or you'll have to maybe perform a play, theater, musical, Broadway, you know, you name it. And, you know, it'll help with your confidence, and it'll unlock you to new things that you've never knew you could get into and enjoy.
Yeah.
So, this is kind of connected to the rumors one. What if screenshots, images, or screen recordings leak on the internet? And sometimes they could be, like, fake or photoshopped.
Say that question again. I need to hear again too.
What if screenshots, images, or screen recordings of you leak on the internet, and sometimes it could be edited?
I don't like that, because I don't want my face being shared, because I want to be more private. I don't want my face expression or anything to be shared. Only people know can see it. Not on the internet. Only physically.
Yeah. And it is actually illegal if you are like a minor under 18. Mm-hmm. It's illegal to put a minor's face on the internet, or like take a picture of them without their like agreement or consent, but them agreeing to you being able to do so.
What do you mean?
So consent is basically when you agree to something or allow to something. Say if someone asks you, hey, can I take a picture of you, and you say no, that's you not giving them consent. So if they took a picture of you and you're under 18, that's illegal. You could go to prison for that. So yeah.
But if they post it for example, WhatsApp,
It depends, to be honest. I'm not sure. It depends. But I'm not the expert. But I think, I don't know, I think it depends on the situation.
But I'm definitely not having my face on the internet or any other features of my house.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people aren't really comfortable with that. What if the older people in your school, if you're, like, going into the youngest year group in the school, what do you do if the older people pick on you?
If the older people pick on me, like, personally, I take jokes. I don't take jokes seriously. Like, for example, I don't take jokes seriously. I mean, I laugh at my jokes. At insults. You know, like, I laugh at my insults. Because that's what, like, when people say, like, for example, I'm short and tiny. I mean, I get that. I'm a younger year than them. But if they're like, I get my height. I don't really care about my height and my weight. But the only thing I care about, I mean, I would laugh at that type of joke. But if I say something like they would harm my feelings, like, for example, when people would hate me, think about me, then I would take that seriously. To me, as a sensitive person, would probably either cry, I don't know why, because I'm sensitive, or I'd either cry or I'd either sit in the corner, because I'll take that seriously, and I would not, and I don't know how to react to those type of things.
Yeah, because it's not nice to make fun of, you know, things that people are, like, born with, like, maybe disabilities, their family, what they look like, you know, because it's not nice. And that's not being sensitive or snowflake or a little crybaby. That's just, you know, having the common, nice human decency in you. Just basic human decency. Now, next question for the amazing man, Marvin. What if you are going into your next year or grade of school in school and you have no friends or think you'll have no friends? What if you're going into a new year or grade in your school, or you're moving into a new school, and you have no friends from your previous school, or you just have no friends in that school, or think you'll have no friends?
Like, don't be quiet about it, because mostly for my little bullying, but don't be quiet about it, just socialize more. Go to your teacher and say, I don't have any friends, and how can I make friends? It might be a dumb question to ask, but it might be worth it.
And, if there's, like, clubs in the school you're going to, and you really, like, enjoy that club, and, like, you enjoy the subject that the club's doing, and if you join the club, there'll be other people with a similar interest to you, so, like, you know, you can both bond, have a little meet and greet things, and you'll meet, like, once or two a week to do the club. You'll socialize, and, you know, in a club, you basically have to talk to them. You can't stand there, so, you know, enjoy it while you're there.
Or you can just build up a hobby, and then you're in that club,
Yeah. So what if you're in a toxic friendship group? So basically a friendship group who encourages you to do bad things, hate school, don't want to pass school, does bad things, always get in trouble, and you feel like you don't fit in with them, but if you leave them, you have no other friends to go to. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Firstly, I make new friends before I leave the friend group. When I make new friends and form a new friend group, maybe the people who were in my friend group, like the victims, and then I'll leave the group, forget about them, and just move on.
Yeah. I would do, you know, that a very, like, similar thing, you know. I will, you know, make a new friend at the same time I'm still, quote unquote, in their group, but I'm not in their group. I don't really, you know, want to be. So I'll find new friends at the time, and then after, I won't go up to them and tell you, nah, I don't want to play with you guys anymore. I don't want to be in your little groupie group. I'll just, you know, slowly shift into them, and since I don't really fit with the other people, they'll barely notice and they'll barely care anyway. So it won't hurt. Just you know, a little friendship group switch.
One more thing about it. Me personally, I would probably be concerned that people be chatting, like, bad things about me. So I'll be concerned about that. But it's my fault for joining the friend group earlier. But I don't think.
But don't worry, it's no one to blame, to be honest, because you know, when you start school, there's, like, different people. And over time, you see how the people really are. And then, you know, everyone grows up. Everyone thinks they're all big and chunky. And then, you know, everyone will start to change slowly or drastically. There's no in-between. You either change really slowly or very fast, really quickly.
Personally, I feel like everything's going wrong for me. Then, like, I have a negative and a positive. My negative is just everything going wrong for me. I feel all the positive saying I have something going wrong, but something is right about me.
Okay, The next question we have, what if you get lost?
What if I get lost?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
High school.
Like any type of school, like it's a big school, you know. You've never been, sometimes you've been there, sometimes you've not been there, only been there like a few times. And I've actually got lost in that school once when I was looking for the toilet. I got lost.
I got lost.
Anyway,
that's why you wanted a toilet back then, because I couldn't go to the toilet,
Like, it wasn't like the toilet, like the one near the food. It was like a different toilet, and I was so confused. I was so lost. Anyways, yeah, what if you get lost to the other people? What I say is, I know this may sound a bit cheesy, a bit kind of, not troubly, but it'll kind of help at the same time. Take advantage over the fact that it's a new school. So, say if you like are late for some reason, and you know, sometimes you actually might get lost. So, if you're a bit late, your teachers won't mind. They'll just be like, okay. Try to, you know, find your way around. But don't keep, you know, using it for months and months till like November, because they'll catch on. Trust me. So, don't just keep saying you're lost, even if you're not lost. Maybe for the first 1 week to, you know, actually help learn your place around, or your way around. And then, you know, drop the act and then get yourself to class on time. And, you know, if you're lost, you know, try, you know, usually you would expect if you ask a person in the older years or the older grades, they'll lead you to a wrong direction because they think it's all funny and it's all banter. I wouldn't really ask the people that are like in the highest year. I would ask usually like the prefects or like the senior group. Like, you know, if you have anyone like that in your school, like prefect, senior group, if you're in America, class president. Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, what about tips on making friends?
I guess I'm making friends. I don't know, I make friends easily. First, find somebody who's like alone, then start talking with them about stuff. And I don't want to be really cringe with it. Like, I don't want to ask friends something that's kind of cringe.
I've got a tip. If it's your first day of school, come in on the day you want to act for, like, probably the next 5 years. Not exactly that way, you know, a little bit of changes, of course, you know, people are getting older. But come in that day how you want to spend your next 5 years. Because if you come in on the first day, all nice and proud, you know, showing off, but realistically, you're not like that. You're going to make friends who think you're like that. And then you're going to have to put on a fake act for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
And then you'll be two-faced. You just come in how you want to present yourself. Realistically. No faking. If you're a shy person, you know, you don't have to immediately become confident in 5 minutes. But, you know, don't stay shy forever. Like, if you're shy, you know, try communicate a bit. But don't overdo it, and then people think you're so confident, you're so dude. Oh, let's come and do this together in front of everybody. Let's pull a massive prank. Like, you know, you don't want to do that. You don't feel like it, and then they're gonna doubt you. They're gonna call you this. They're gonna think you're this. They're gonna call you fake. They're gonna call you bad. They're gonna call you this and that, and then, you know, it's just gonna start spreading around the school, and it'll be even harder for you to make friends.
Yeah. But
so,
also, if you go in high school and you're pretending to be cool to people, think you're popular, change that.
Change that.
Be a new self. For example, me, I want to come to you to help. I want to make the right friends. Like, I already did make some good friends in my high school already. I mean, I already have you in my high school, but okay. Myself, I'm trying right now to get my bad thoughts away by just clearing up all the negative things I did in the past. And on Thursday or whatever day, I want to come in new and all
a new and improved self, not a new, worst, old tough man. Showing in all brave. Yeah, you can be brave, of course, you know. Yeah. You know, you don't have to be shy, but like when you overdo it, like, yo, don't chat to me like that, don't talk to me, don't be like that. You know, it'll get really annoying because you're like really small. So like you're just gonna get laughed at. You're gonna just turn into some big weird joke. Like, don't come in like that. It's embarrassing for yourself.
But yeah, I want to become, yeah, so what one thing I can argue about is, if you want to become new, I recommend, if you were easily persuaded or easily physically beaten up, I say become more aggressive and show more self-defense.
True, that is correct, that's a good one. Because, you know, if you get in, say if a fight breaks out and the other person's the first to hit and then you hit back, you're just both like gonna get in trouble. But at the same time, some people or teachers will expect you, oh, if they hit you, you can't hit back, you're basically just there an open punching bag. No, you know, you have to defend yourself. You're not gonna let yourself lose and then everyone's taking videos of you while y'all are standing in a circle, and then media videos, pictures of it, memes are coming out, they're humiliated on the internet. And you know, a lot of people actually, you know mental health, it ruins their mental health and can actually kill people. So you know who you are, who you want to be, and what you want to be like. But what you want to be like has to be a good you and has to be the best you can be.
I personally think that in high school, if you do your self-defense, it won't be like primary school where you like, for example, how do you say it, like when you both fight each other, you get into trouble. It won't be like that in high school, because in high school, self-defense is a bit more efficient in high school, and when you show your aggression back, so like, for example, if they hit you and hit them alive back, you can tell the teacher on yourself, because you can explain them what happened, you can explain that. Like the guy who hit you first, and then you hit them back, and then you can say is a part of self-defense, or when you're protecting your lucky sibling, then you can then you show your self-defense, you'll be more clear then because you're protecting the sibling.
Yeah, but thingamajig, sometimes you still can, you know, get in trouble, but not maybe as much trouble. But you'll still, you know, you might still, you know, injured someone or still hurt someone. So, you know, there'll still be a bit of consequence for it. You're not going to be let off the hook completely, but, you know, you're defending someone and it's for a good cause.
Yeah, but for a good cause, you're still going to use some physical.
Yeah. So, next we have got for you, does popularity matter? Because some people focus so much on their social life or their popularity or how many followers or likes or shares they got on Instagram or retweets they got on Twitter or likes they got on YouTube or subscribers they have or how many TikTok followers, TikTok likes, TikTok comments, you know, some people focus on their popularity and their social life so hard.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to those people? Does popularity matter?
If you're going to show off about it, do it to one person. That's my statement. If you're going to show off about it, do it to one person, don't do it to the whole class, because that will be a little bit too much. And then, you know, and then I think to get really hated around. And don't focus on popularity. Focus on what's going on inside rather than the outside.
Yeah. Don't focus on it. You know, if you're naturally, you know, it just happens somehow. Say if, I don't know, if you want to be like an actor or something, and then, you know, you have acting auditions after school, then you become in a movie or something, or someone sees you on Netflix, on YouTube, you know, everyone starts saying, oh, you're that guy from this and that. You were on my TV yesterday. Don't focus on being popular. Popularity doesn't really matter that much.
And then when you show off your popularity, then you'll be super arrogant, having a massive ego.
Or sometimes it's not even one popular person. Sometimes it's the popular boy group or the popular girl group. Sometimes it's like this. I've actually met a situation where there's this one popular guy, and then there's all his annoying little friends next to him. All the little annoying bodyguards or the annoying little goons, and that small little popular boy in the middle. It's whenever that happens, it's really annoying.
I get you, and yeah, I get you.
It's not nice to experience, because sometimes they get a bit too cheeky for their height.
I get.
So yeah, next we have got, if people want to physically fight you, like, you know when people say, yo, meet me outside after school at like 3 o'clock, yeah? Something like that. Or maybe at lunch or at break time. Or maybe at, like, you know, inside food, like food fight. Well, not food fight, but yeah, physical fight.
Yeah.
What do you do if someone wants to physically fight you?
I'm not going to leave them at the park at 3 a.m. for okay. If it's in school, as I said, depends what they done to me. As I said, if they hit me, I'm gonna hit them back. So depends what they done.
Yeah. So in that situation, I would not, if someone says go to the park or meet me somewhere after school, I would not go, because you never know, some people are crazy. Someone can bring up a knife or blast me with eggs. But if it was in school, I would, this may sound a bit wrong, but I wouldn't tell a teacher. I would wait until they hit me first, so that I can actually hit them. I'm going to pretend like I'm not going to do it, so it'll make them have to come after me and hit me, and then, yeah, it'll take off from there. Or,
I agree. Or
if you know you're not going to win that fight, or if it's a 1-5, or 2-6, or something big, or like outnumbered by ratio, then tell a teacher. And sometimes some people even have their little backup gang. You may think it's only a one-on-one until he brings out his popular group. Then, you know, they'll come after you like escaped hyenas, and it won't be pretty. So, next we have got, if people continuously call you a snitch for doing the right thing, this is, you know, linked to the question before. What if people keep calling you a snitch?
I mean, if people keep calling me snitch, then I'm gonna have a hard to do. So if they keep calling me a snake, I would say no you, or no you, or I would rather break call the whole year and see if I still have a whole close battle, or just have a, or maybe yeah. Wrong, or I mean, it sounds wrong, but have a fight.
Yeah, but not, remember, don't be the first person to hit.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever. Even if you're so mad, like Goku, Vegeta, whatever anime superpower move, never attack them first.
Yeah.
Okay, next question we've got for you is, if you lose all your friends and you literally have no options, like the whole school hates you, even some teachers despise you, what would you do then?
That is one thing comes to my head, and the thing that comes to my head sounds wrong, and I mean much, and I mean wrong in every type of way. and it's not being good luck. It's way worse than that. This is a hard question. I think that's the only thing that comes to my head.
Because some people actually surprisingly worry about that, surprisingly, somehow. Because what I would say is, you know, focus on you. Focus on your studies for now. And say if you have any kind people that, you know, if you have friends, like maybe even friends you have from your primary school, or just other friends, and you have friends, like, you know, not in your school now, but like in your area, ask, and they want to move schools, like the your other friends, you can ask them, hey, can you come to my school, maybe, because, you know, I've not got a lot of friends, even some teachers hate me, you know, they're disliked and hated, unappreciated, underlooked.
But I think I'm going to pass on this question because I feel like it comes in my head, and it's actually negative. It's actually negative. So I'm going to pass.
So what if whoop the nene, if a food fight breaks out.
Okay.
I've always actually wanted to be in one, by the way. I don't know why. I've always wanted to start one, but I never had the motivation. And I was always like, nope, I'm sorry, but I'm not that type of person, but it would seem fun to experience one.
Yeah, but not something like a real geek here, but if they hit me, I'm going to hit them back. This time,
yeah.
Out my ginormous slice of pizza, especially with the crust, and just
I'll get my tomato stuffed pizza, and squirt all the tomato crust out of the crust in someone's ear, or someone's hair, a hair day.
I will give it nuggets.
I'll give them the chicken nugget special and the chicken wing meal, chicken nugget wacko wow. I'll order McDonald's. I'll get a whole McDonald's lorry into the school. I will park and back up into the school. Get all the chicken nuggets from the fucking chicken nuggets. Like, I was joking. You know, try not to get that involved. But if someone hits you with a slice of pizza and you had a good hair day, then attack them. I was joking. You know, try not to get into things you shouldn't be in, but, like, you know, sometimes the rule applies for if someone hits you, then, you know, throw something back. But if you're hitting someone back and you make that decision, don't do it in the open. Do it from, like, under the chairs so no one sees you. Secret attack. Surprise!
Okay,
what to do if people are peer pressuring you to do something you don't want to do?
Okay, Depends how many people there are.
So it's like, say if you're in a group of friends and, you know, your friends are saying, oh, come on, try this, or jump over this, or do this, or mess up this with me, or sneak attack this, or surprise this, or break this, or throw someone's this, you know, something. And your friends, or your so-called friends, are telling you to do something like that, and they're like pressuring you to do it, and saying, nah, come on, if you don't do it, then we're gonna tell everyone you're a little baby, or you're a wuss, or you're scared, or this and stuff.
Oh, that's actually a good question. It's a group of people, then. I don't know, then. But only if it's not actually gonna happen. But I would probably just not tell the teacher because maybe it's gonna happen somewhere else.
But sometimes you do need to tell the teacher. I always talk to myself. If there's something that you like really need to tell a teacher, or you want to tell a teacher, I would always thought to tell the teacher, no, don't tell them I said it, or don't mention my name. Just, you know, say, I've just been told, or something like that. Don't say my name. I don't want my name there, because it's going to cause drama and it's going to cause problems. No, it's not lying. It's just saying, just don't put their name in it. It's not saying that I didn't say it. It's just because it's going to cause a lot of problems between groups. And then, you know, people are going to start doing this, calling you this. And that's how problems start, I guess. Well, sometimes, you know, it's not the same. But these are just random scenarios. Because in case, always got to stay prepared for the craziest things. Because trust me, the craziest things happen sometimes.
Yeah, I know. I might just ask you a question here. What would you do in a situation where you are concerned of being bad at things?
Me personally, I have always sometimes thought I was bad at a certain thing, like a sport or a subject. I always thought I was bad at some, like, the only sports I'm actually good at is dodgeball, kind of ish basketball, and I don't even know what football's like. I don't even know. That's in that term. If you want to actually like do something, and you know, think you're not good at it, then you know, always try and you know, pursue in what you want to do. Follow your dreams, because that's important.
Okay, can you please cut that question out, because I feel.
What did you say? Okay, I will do that.
Okay. So, okay. Are there any more questions?
Yes, there is. Let me just quickly check them. Okay. What if you are always, wait, I'll tell you in a second, let me just quickly write this thing so I can take it out after. Okay, next question is, what if you're surrounded by bad influencers? And this is, you know, linked to another question. If you're surrounded by bad influencers,
I would probably run I probably run from the bad people. Probably run from them. But all if I have phone with me, I would call my mom or my dad or anybody else. Even if they call me a mama boy or, you know, something like that. I would not beat them up because I don't have the power to. But I'll probably run. Yeah, probably run and call my mom or dad.
Okay, next question is, what if you have fake friends? And fake friends are basically, you know, people who...
Friends, yeah.
Yeah, who, like, pretend to like you, but they don't really like you.
I'll ask them if you're actually my friend. And if I feel that, like, they're lying to me, then, you know, then I'll probably just say, I can tell you're lying by maybe their face or by the style of voice or maybe how they, you know,
or like their intermediate sarcasm.
Yeah. maybe I had to make friends with cameras, but we never know.
What I would do is, you know, slowly, you know, remember, make new friends while you're quote unquote still in that group, but you know, you're slowly fading. But at the same time, if you don't want to do that, you can ask them, you can actually search these up, like on Google, you can search up questions to ask real friends. And if they don't know simple questions, like simple answers to like your birthday or like something simple, something that's not even that hard to know. If they were your friend, you would easily know this. Something like that to ask them. And if they don't know you at all, then they're probably a fake friend. Not all the time, but if you're sensing that they're a fake friend, then go for it. Try it. Test to see if they're really testing your patience.
Okay.
And
okay, so maybe yeah. Okay.
So the next question we have for you, we're getting up to the final last questions. We've got, what if you don't feel safe in your environment? If you don't feel safe at school, if you don't feel safe with the people you're at, if you don't just feel safe when you're in the school area and school district.
Kind of unlikely for me, but I mean it's a hard question because it might not happen to me. But if I feel unsafe, then I would probably go in my school there, like a not a psychologist, like a person primary school. We had like a person who speaks up my mind, a person who turns the mind, who speaks to people. I probably want to go to one of them, speaks to people about their feelings and their problems, or there is a worry box, like we had like primary school. I'm probably going to slip something in there.
What if you have friends?
Yes.
And they're always lying to you about things. That's happened to a lot of people. Once.
That's probably one of the most likely ones. If they were lying to me, then I wouldn't investigate it in it. Then people would have told me about it, or I would have just found it. But I never know people lying to me about stuff. For example, when the serious thing happened to me, and people just mix in some And then like a person is mixing a bad story. I mean, it's not a bad story, a bad thing will happen, but it's a bad or just a lie. And then the victim says, but the thing he said is not true, then you know.
Okay. Nice advice. What if you have a friendship group? Well, no. If they're like, what if you have friends?
Yeah.
But they switch group. If they switch group with you to join the popular kids, so they ditch you, like you've been friends for a while, and they just ditch you to fit in with the popular kids and be cool or something like that. What would you do?
I mean, I'm thinking of two options. Number one, make the friends. Number two, it's very unlikely, but try and make it the popular thing. But that's not going to happen to me because I'm not that type of guy. Because I'm the best guy in the world. I do everything good. Oh my god. Oh my god. I've got the TikTok crush. Oh my god.
In it.
Yeah.
Like those type of people get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What if thingamajig? So what I think, if they switch you for the popular group, then to me, I don't think there's a chance. There's no point in me trying to fit in the popular group, because the popular group is filled with a lot of people, just like, you know, my old friend who I thought was my friend. They're just filled with a bunch of them, all a bunch of fakies. So what's the point of me having to fit in with them and having to deal with them leaving me for to join with another popular group?
In primary school, when popular kids would like showing off their stuff, I grew jealous because I didn't have those common things. I grew very jealous, and I felt jealous about that.
Yeah, but since you're going to a new school, there'll always be, like, you know, more people. Try, this is just for everyone. Try not to, you know, get jealous of people. Because, you know, try not to let one person ruin your day. Or your week. Or your next 5 years. Yeah. Like, if you have no other friends, siblings will always be there for you. Even if you think they're not gonna be, they will always be there for you.
Or if you have a contact with your friends, like me right now, you can express my feelings.
And if you don't, say if you had a brother or sister, and you didn't have, and you know, you felt like you didn't have friends. And say if you had a brother and sister in your year, like, you know, twins, triplets, even quadruplets, sextuplets, you could mash friends with, you know, one of your brothers or sisters.
Then,
you know, infinite friends.
That's one problem about that.
True. So if they hate one of you, most of the time they're going to hate both of you or all of your families together. Unless you're in different year groups.
There's a problem about that, because number one, I've got two options. Maybe your sibling might be the popular kids and might be hanging out with other people and might keep bullying you. Or other people might just hate the sibling just for one thing they do in a certain lesson, which I won't get into it.
Sometimes, you know, if you had a brother or sister in your year who was fitting in with the popular kids, you know, your brother or your sister will start treating you differently in school or out of school. Like, they'll be pretending. I've seen this on Darman. Like, their brother and sister, and she pretended like she didn't even know her own brother. She's like, nope, that's not my brother. I don't know him. She's not my brother.
Yeah.
I saw that on Darman. Like, no, I don't know him. I don't claim him. I disowned him as brother.
Yeah.
I know. Disabled brother shames something, something like that. Another question we've got for on like the last three questions. What if yeah, you see what I did? If what do you do if you feel like in school, mm-hmm. if like, how do you explain this? It's
you feel like in school, and then people
like
bully you and stuff, then you know, how would you react?
No, like if you're in school and I know this sounds so dumb, but people, well, no, never mind, that's a different question. What if people, you know, some people have anxiety or panic attacks, or if they have stress, or like, you know, they stress a lot, or they have or if they like faint sometimes when they're in a loud area. What do you have to say to people who like about that topic, who, you know, in school it'll be very loud, crowdy, new people, loads of talking? Personally, what do you have to say?
Personally, I don't have anxiety, or, you know, I don't have anxiety, so I don't know how it feels to be like that. But
yeah.
I don't have a feeling that, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't have feels, but make a friend. The friend might completely relax over that stuff. But that's my recommendation. I don't know anything about like having anxiety.
Yeah, I don't have, you know, any of that, but you know, you always have, you know, your little methods to getting back into the correct mindset, the mm-hmm. correct mode, the correct mood, even mode, like game mode, create correct settings, you know, correct body language, correct thinking. You know, there'll be your method, there'll be all your ways, your tactics, you know. Try do that, and you know, your teacher, you can tell your teacher that, you know, your teacher will of course help you.
Okay.
And the last question is, do tests matter? Because tests, to me personally, they do matter. Well, most of them do, but some people think they can come in school and think, ugh, tests don't matter, ugh, my final test doesn't matter, ugh, this counts like 80% of my grade, or this, my GCSEs, or my BTECs, or this, that. Some people think that tests don't matter. What do you have to say to people who don't think tests matter to get them in the correct mindset?
Okay, not sound like a big 10 here, but valuable tests actually do matter, because if you want a job and earn anything, then you need these skills, and level training, and the level for it. Like, but personally, for me, I take it as survival. I mean, in primary school, in primary school, I probably cry, like, year 3, year 2, because I got a bad score, and, you know, but it wasn't in the test, luckily, in, like, at the test, but in high school, I'm taking tests, I am taking tests as survival. I'm gonna take it too seriously here. But my GCSEs, that's my main point. I want to use my GCSEs, want to pass my GCSEs, and I want to carry on to college, university, and get a job.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Yeah, this concludes to the end of the podcast. But before I end, there's gonna be a quote, because, you know, You know me, I love making the most randomest quotes sometimes. But at the end of every podcast, I'll say this quick quote, you know, to boost your mood a little bit. So, there's almost 8 billion people on Earth, and don't let one crush your dreams or get to you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also one more thing. Personally, I want to get attention. I am attention hungry sometimes. So,
I can relate. Sometimes I'm attention hungry because, you know, I get bored sometimes. Especially my house.
Sometimes I want to get attention. I'm not attention hungry. Or sometimes I am weird, thirsty. So, that sounds a bit crazy, but okay. I just want attention. That's probably clear in primary school. I wanted a bunch of attention from the popular kids. Because I wanted to feel a bit more serious, like the class. I don't know what serious means, but okay. Yeah. So, in high school, don't be attention hungry, because it'll only result in being influenced badly.
So we are at the end of this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed episode one. It was amazing, you know. The experience, it was nice. It felt like, it's like when you're talking to a wall. No, you're talking to your friend, and you and your friend are facing a wall. You're getting recorded, but like you're just acting like you're having a normal conversation. So it helps confidence, I guess.
Okay. One more thing. I definitely did not make up a minute ago.
Your Google quote. We love the Google quotes.
Googling my quote right now. And my quote is, come at me. Help.
So yeah, while Marvin is quote surfing. Yes. Go ahead with your Google. I mean, definitely not Google. Google. Quote.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good. Okay. So how do I end it?
I like chicken nuggets. Okay. Chicken nuggets are amazing.
I like cheddar. I won the gold battle game. I like cheddar. And bye bye.
Amazing.